Even if the tax deal does go through and we extend the Bush-era tax cuts or keep tax rates where they are, our tax is still too high. Joining me now are my freedom fighters, Fox Business anchor and host of Varney & Company, and my dear friend Stuart Varney, and Reason Magazine's Matt Welsh, and Democratic strategist Tara Dowdell. Stuart, to you, is there some point at which enough is enough, at which taxes are too high, no matter how lawfully they've been enacted? They want to raise the estate tax to 35%. If they don't do anything, it goes up to 50%. They want to raise income taxes above where they are now.
Look, we could all nitpick this agreement, which is being worked out as we speak. But personally, I got to say, it is absolutely vital that we get an agreement in place. Yes, I think the estate tax is going to be too high. You got it.
Okay.
But look, if we don't get this agreement, everybody's taxes go up January the 1st, and that's a disaster.
I fully agree. Congressman Peter King, who was on the show earlier, said the Democrats are going to try and add, and this is a phrase both sides use when they want to mock the other side, and it's nothing to do with Christmas, Christmas tree ornaments. They have to add goodies to this tax deal in order to get the Democrats to vote for it. Should they do that, or will liberal Democrats in the House of Representatives blow up this deal?
Now, first of all, I have to take exception with one thing that Congressman King neglected to mention, is that there's some Republicans who are opposed to this tax
deal.
And they've been on the record.
Agreed.
Now, some of the
should those people opposed to this blow up the deal, or should they be given bennies, earmarks, whatever you want to call them, to get their votes?
No, obviously we don't want to buy people off. That's nobody supports that. But what they're talking about in the Senate is adding tax breaks for alternative energy to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. That's also a sector of our economy that's growing. Now, people can agree or disagree whether they agree with them, but it's a sector of our economy that's growing that we should incentivize.
Matt Welsh, doesn't it violate basic principles of economics 101? Even the laws of physics to suggest that by taxing the rich, you're going to stimulate the economy. Isn't the opposite true? By allowing the rich to keep more of their money, more will be invested, more people will be hired, and that will stimulate the economy.
And yet this is the only thing that Republicans seem to care about. We have an agreement between tax and spend Democrats and tax cut and spend Republicans. There is nothing in here on spending. There's giveaways to ethanol. There's giveaways to Hollywood at this point. It's ridiculous. No one is talking about cutting spending, which is the problem.
Stuart, if you had your druthers, you'd cut spending, would you not?
Yes, I would.
Isn't that really the problem?
Yes, I would. But there is no way on God's green earth that this agreement does not go through. It will go through. If it does not, then the Democrats will take the blame for everybody's taxes going up on January the 1st and the economy going down. They will not commit political suicide.
Would you advise your fellow Democrats that disagree with Stuart and block this deal because they are so intent on taxing the rich, they can't get this ideological mantra out of their minds?
I think that the Democratic Party should coalesce around this deal. Sure, certainly there's some aspects of it that I even have a problem with. But overall, on balance, this is a net positive for us.
Why is Mrs. Pelosi herself laboring to undo this deal? She's the leader of the Democrats in the House.
I don't think she's laboring to undo the deal, but I think that she thinks that we should be incentivizing other aspects of the economy. It's really philosophical, a question of how you think you grow the economy.
No, she is being ideological. She's putting politics before good economics and prosperity.
President Obama said,
hang on. We've got 30 seconds left. Ron Paul's in favor of it. Jim DeMint is against it. Is this splitting ideological hairs? Or should all free marketers get as many tax cuts as they can, even if it requires raising some other taxes?
This deal should be signed. Some deals should be signed for reasons that Stuart talked about. But it's also a sign of a completely debased political culture. Taxes should be static, low, and simple, and they're not. Now they're totally politicized.
Varney, Welsh, Dowdell, stick with us during the break because there are 2 trillion reasons to worry about our economy and 600 billion reasons to worry about what Uncle Ben Bernanke is doing. So are our freedom fighters worried? They're sticking with us, and we're back right after this. Corporations are still sitting on $2 trillion in cash, the most in 50 years. They're not hiring, they're not spending, due to uncertainty over the Congress and the president's dithering on taxes and corporate regulations. Back with our freedom fighters, Varney, Welsh, and Dowdell. What will happen when Ben Bernanke floods the market with $600 billion more dollars while corporations are afraid to spend what's already in their bank accounts?
That's a sidebar issue. The real issue here is the reignition of confidence. I believe that November's election and this tax agreement, which I think will go through, will restore confidence to the private sector. And the $1.95 trillion in cash that you're talking about will come off the sidelines. This economy is going to grow.
The reason it's not growing now is because of instability and the big money folks
hate uncertainty,
correct. And what they're uncertain about is what their tax rate is going to be after January 1st.
That's about to be resolved. I think this tax agreement will go through.
Don't the Democrats realize the harm that's caused to little people who want jobs when wealthy people can't invest their money because they don't know what their tax rate is going to be? Tara Dowdell?
Tara Dowdell has a different take on this.
Don't tell me you're going to agree with Barney again.
If you look at, I think the bigger issue here is demand. Democrats do want to protect those people, the small business owners. If you look at who created the jobs in this last, in the private sector, in the last report, it was businesses with 50 employees or less. Those are the businesses the Democrats want to focus on economically.
Matt Welch, Congressman Ron Paul told Stuart Varney on his show on the Fox Business Network not too long ago that he fears that the Federal Reserve will buy bonds from the states. Stated differently, create money out of thin air in order to finance state governments. Is there any way on heaven or earth that we can stop this from happening?
Probably not, although now that he's the chair of the subcommittee overlooking the Federal Reserves, there will at least be interesting hearings. We have a municipal debt bubble in this country right now that's gone very underreported. There's a state fiscal crisis. There's pension crises that are happening right now, and they have to balance their budgets technically every year, so they're going to go to the federal government for that.
He may not know economics 101, but he knows that loans have to be paid back. Does he really think that California or New Jersey could possibly pay that money back?
That's not a loan. If Ben Bernanke purchases the debt being issued by the state governments, that's not a loan that's going to be paid back.
If he loans it, he knows it won't be paid back.
You're simply putting money into the system. You are bailing out the states. It's the next big bailout, and here it comes.
Varney, Welch, Dowdell, thank you very much for joining us. Have a nice weekend, guys.